At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And our next guest, Robert Heller, who was a former Federal Reserve governor appointed by Ronald Reagan, believes that this is not going to be the worst of it. We may be heading for a double-dip recession in 2023. And Bob Heller is an old friend. So, Bob Heller, welcome back to the show. And I'm reading your article from July 12th, "The Recession May Be Mild. The second one will be worse." Nobody wants this, but you make a case that the Fed has just got so much more work to do. I guess that's what you're saying, that real interest rates have to be made positive. They're nowhere near that. The balance sheet is still too loose. The money supply is still too rapid, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, walk us through your thinking on this. It's difficult, but I think it's got some realism to it.
Good morning, Larry. Great to be here with you again. Yes, at the moment, the economy is really in a very slow mode. As you just said, minus 1.5% for GDP. The first quarter was clearly negative 1.6. So we got what most economists really consider a recession, two quarters of negative growth in a row. And at the same time, we still have a lot of inflation in the economy, as well as in the pipeline. Producer prices are way up in the double-digit range, 11.3%. If you look, actually, it's interesting. If you look at the all-commodity producer price index, it's a whopping 23%. So the factories that have to pay these prices still have to digest them, and they will be reflected in consumer prices eventually. And they're already growing at 9.1%. So in all likelihood, they'll be continuing to increase, or at least stay very, very high. So the Fed has to fight this. And the Fed still has a stimulative policy with negative real rates on the Fed funds rate. So as the Fed tightens up during the coming months, they have to tighten up very much. And as a result, the economy will slow down even more. So while we may have a temporary recovery in the second half of this year, I would expect towards the end of the year, early next year, the Fed policy will start to bite and we will get a second recession. So we'll have a double dip recession, as you said.
Bob Heller, you know, on this commodity thing, commodity prices have come down, but, you know, year to year, they're still way, way up. Question, analytic question, if producer prices are rising faster than consumer prices, which has been the case for many months, doesn't that squeeze down profits? And isn't that going to take its toll on the economy? I mean, it's very hard for a business, you know, if they're paying more in cost than they're getting back in the prices, it seems to me that's going to be a big profit squeeze, also one that might affect the stock market.
Well, there's a lot of that. You're absolutely right, first of all. There will be a profit squeeze, and we've seen it already just a little bit in the very first second quarter earnings reports that we have seen. The banks, some of the banks have lower earnings. So I think there's more bad news to come in that department. Also, wages are increasing very rapidly. We see strikes in quite a few sectors, everything from Starbucks up to airline pilots who are unhappy. So there's more pressure on corporate earnings. And as a result, as you say, the be under pressure, and they will probably go down a bit more. And then, you know, that will also slow down the economy. There won't be much money for investment left. So all those factors together, plus the Fed tightening. And if you look at interest rates as they go up, the mortgage market, for instance, is already pretty depressed. Not depressed, but has come down sharply from its highs. And housing sales in our area here, at least, are slowing down considerably. So you see it happening all over the place. And then the additional Fed tightening will cause the second dip of the recession.
Robert Heller, what do you expect from the Fed? This meeting is, I think it's not this week, it's next week. But what do you expect from the Fed here in July and then in September and then, you know, in November and December, for that matter?
Well, there are two different things, what they should be doing and what they are likely to do. Mm-hmm. What they should be doing would be a very sharp increase, like 150 basis points at the next meeting, to really say, hey, we are serious about this business. If Volcker were there, he would be doing big increases and to do what it takes. I would expect either 0.75 or 1.0 increase at the next meeting to be repeated in September then again. But see, by that time, we will only be to a neutral Fed funds rate. So they haven't done anything yet to squeeze down inflation.
What's the basic inflation rate now?
Well, if you look at the CPI, 9.1%. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of the people who like to strip out food and energy and other important things. That's what people pay every day. Mm. So why collect that? So 9.1%, that is my inflation reading at the present time. And like I said, I don't think it's going to go down, more likely to go up.
Do you think the Fed, if you get, let's say the third quarter is slightly positive, sort of like a false recovery, you think that slows the Fed down or speeds the Fed up? It actually would give them elbow room to be as tough as you want them to be.
That's right. So they can continue on their march. They can continue on their to get inflation down. And Powell said, you know, that is what he really wants to do now. Finally, he has gotten religion, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's growing hair in his chest. He's regaining his manhood. I love the 150. I've been saying 100, but the 150 now, you know, you're probably right. That's a Volcker-like scenario. I don't think this Fed has it in them, but that's probably what they ought to do.
Well, the other thing you have is you have three brand new governors there right now, including new vice chairman, and the other vice chairman has just been reappointed. I don't know whether you count her as new or she's certainly experienced. Yes, Brainard has been there at the Federal Reserve for quite a while. And then you have the brand new appointments. I don't think they will be the first couple of meetings. You know, you want to feel your way around. You want to get your feet under the table and see what's happening. It's unlikely that they will be very aggressive. Mm. And, you know, there are new Biden appointments. So they are likely to go with the flow rather than ask for strong increases in the Fed funds rate.
Well, all right. We'll leave it there, Robert Heller. I think you're on to something. I think it's going to be a long struggle. Kevin Hassett,
well,
you know,
I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I know, but, you know, if we were cutting taxes and deregulating business and energy, it might be easier, but we're not doing that. And that's, I think, plays into your scenario. Kevin Hassett told us on the show last night that it's going to take several years. He said not until something like 2025 will this inflation be washed out. So I suspect you're on something. Anyway, Bob Heller, thanks very much for the update.